Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Keep in mind, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. For those that heard that segment and want to do nothing but lunge, 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 attack, 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 I suggest fencing lessons at the Y. All right. In studio with us, our very own Steve Wheeler from Whitefields. Do we say Whitefields Ministry, or do we say, how do we say that? We've talked about that before.
Yeah, we have. You know, the official name is Whitefields, but it always needs to have that Whitefields Ministry, Whitefields Mission. Either one of those works, because that's what we're doing. We're fulfilling the mission that God has given us, and the pastors that we support are involved in ministry. So whichever one of those comes to your mind, it works really great. Whitefields Ministry, Whitefields Mission.
I like Whitefields Ministry.
Okay, super.
I mean, I just like it. I mean, it's just the way it says it's Whitefields Ministry. I get that guy. I know exactly what you're talking about. Whitefields.org is the website. Whitefields.org. I'm just making sure everybody is we're tracking. And then the number, and I want to make sure we get this correct because it was changed, of course, is 760-846-8610.
That is right.
Wow.
It's a local number right here. They'll get Amy or Amber at the accounting department. We'd love to hear from them.
Yeah. See, now that's what's impressive about that is I couldn't even get the movie title right when I was interviewing David A.R. White for God's Not Dead. I accidentally said God's Dead movie.
Oops.
God's Not Dead.
Kind of missed it on that
yeah.
one.
A little it's off. Okay. Talk to me, Steve. Let's talk about first just a kind of a general overall, and then we want to talk about some personal things as well. So, and this is really for the audience to understand and get to know Steve and Whitefields as a ministry to move beyond. What do you mean Whitefields? I mean, you guys talk about different ministries. Well, every ministry has an element of not just merit, but purpose and intent that the Lord directs. And I think he directs all of them.
Sure.
And so we support them when we believe they're of the Lord and we believe your ministry is of the Lord.
It's really exciting about how God does different things. There are so many things going on around the world that it'd be impossible for any one of us to get our arms around them all. I mean, just for you, I feel sorry for you having to try to pick what you're going to talk about for a couple hours in the afternoon. There are so many things happening. There are Christians that are isolated on a mountain in the Middle East right now. And there are kids and people that are coming across the border. So many different kinds of news things going on. It's great. Your show talks about heavenly as well. And so, like you said, we could talk about the Lord. And the Lord is involved in every single one of those things. An individual ministry is taking place. He doesn't lose track of any of those events. And in the Middle East right now, there are lights shining, people that are testimonies. We will not hear all of them until later on when we all get together in heaven.
Yep.
We're going to find out the way that God used things. We just had an interesting event. We just heard from one of our pastors that we support in the Middle East. And something that's very unique about being able to support indigenous pastors, that means we support a pastor and his family, sustain them so that they can go start a new church. And we've got pastors doing this in the Middle East, and they have been around persecution. They've seen people hauled out of a church and shot and things like that happen. But they've also seen amazing things where people come to them and want to know, why are you nice to us? When we know other people are being so mean to you as Christians. One of our pastors, his father was elderly, was a Christian, he knew the Lord, and he just passed away last month. Our pastor shared that when they did the funeral, now you got to remember, this is a funeral in the Middle East by a national Arab pastor. So he looks like the people, he lives like the people, but he is a Christian, an evangelical Christian that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and preaches the gospel. They did the funeral completely different than the traditional, even for non-Muslim people. There's a lot of non-Muslims in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Even for non-Muslims, they hire professional mourners. Now, that would be very foreign to us here in America. We wouldn't know what that's like. But it's like the women, and even sometimes in the Bible, they're described, where they're wailing and mourning along. Well, he decided to break from that tradition and instead have a funeral that extolled the faith of his father, what God had done through his father in his life, how his father had hope for his future in eternity. And we got reports back. He said the strangers that had come to the funeral to participate, just neighbors or casual people, came, and some of them, non-believers, these are not Christians, came and said, wow, this was a very comforting funeral. One of the first ones I've ever been at that actually gave me the thought of comfort and hope in death. Well, that opened the door for more conversation.
That's cool.
So you see, North American, if I was over there and did that, well, first, my father wouldn't be living with me there, so they wouldn't know him and he wouldn't die. But secondly, they would think, oh, that's just the way Americans do funerals. Yeah, that's not us. We don't do that. But because the pastor we support is a national, they go, oh, well, wait, he looks like us. He talks like us. He sounds like us. He speaks our language. Hey, he's doing something really different. Makes a big difference in the life of sharing the gospel when the pastors look like them.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because people are hearing this and they're thinking, man, I like that. You know, I'm not as familiar with this as some of the other things that I've heard. And now we're becoming more familiar with Whitefields. I've heard a couple times on the Spoon Experience and heard a couple times here on KPRZ and starting to process it. What is it that you guys are looking for? Okay. Right. I mean, I want to talk about that, because I think what people need to understand, And it bothers me. We do have this occasionally. We have the guests on and they're thinking, no, our ministry, it's the only ministry. Right. And it's like, dude, it's the body of Christ. It's not all the ear of Christ, all the nostril of Christ. In other words, it's the body. There's different elements, different approaches. In this approach, which is not new, it really in any fashion whatsoever, but it's a ministry that is newer to, I think, the audience.
Right.
And so over that process and that mindset, you guys are supporting people, local people, who become Christians within their specific community and stay in the community and then represent evangelical Christianity, but through their eyes, through their culture, through their lives. And that's not a culture change. It's a culture continuance, but with Christ.
Right, absolutely. And it provides for those communities people that talk like them, sound like them, look like them, live like them. And it separates out the biblical communication of the gospel, repentance for sin, serving and knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. But what does it look like when someone of my own nature, skin color, living style does it? What does it look like? And that's what these pastors provide. Whitefields provides the middle ground for North Americans to be able to partner with those people. For instance, in the Middle East, we protect our pastors by not identifying the locations and the specifics, because some of them are persecuted or found out. And so we want to protect them from that. However, it also takes about $1,000 a month for them to live. Well, maybe an individual here or a single church wouldn't be able to provide that much. Well, what we do is gather up and pool the people. Some give 25, some give 50, some give 100. And we pool that together, and then we make a relationship with that pastor for 5 years. Because you don't plant a church just overnight. It doesn't happen
correct.
In a week.
Correct.
So we kind of make a relationship with them and say, hey, we're going to oversee for 5 years with you. And then we have a local committee of pastors and other leaders in that country that are right there with them to help them, to support them, to make sure that they're doing the work and staying focused with what they're supposed to do, so that we're not just over here in North America. Oops, we didn't know they weren't actually there anymore. So those are very important things. We provide that oversight, but we connect people through us. People can pray. We bring the stories back from those countries and the prayer requests, put them up on our website, and people can go there and see them, get involved with praying for them. They can give their money, and then we pool that money together to support a pastor in that other place.
Okay, so obviously prayer partners. I mean, right. So that goes without saying. And we've talked about this before several times on the show, and we're not looking for people. This is not a call for you to spend 19 of 24 hours in prayer. Bring Whitefields, the ministry of Whitefields, in your prayer time. Bring it to the Lord. Bring it to the Lord. Say, Lord, help those people. I mean, bring it to them. The more people we get in agreement with things like this, the more we're all doing. And that's a huge element. That's number one. Number two, you guys are looking for financial touches. So let's talk about that. Let's not be shy. And what's the deal on that? What are you looking for?
No, we start a new pastor, for instance, in the country of Myanmar, formerly called Burma. We provide them $500 a month. Now, if we had 10 new partners that gave $50 a month, we could start a new pastor planting a church, and he would begin a five-year process. What's really exciting about that is that for $500 a month, he can sustain his family and live on that. So that is a very efficient...
That's not a lot of money for
you know, a lot of your advertisers want to share that their product really provides a pretty good price. You know, if you're going to get solar... you're going to decrease your electric bill.
Right.
Well, this is a matter of efficiency. We're not competing with missionaries because, like you said, we're all in the same body.
Yeah, no question.
Those missionaries actually say you're expanding the laborers. Weren't we supposed to pray to the Lord to send out more laborers? Well, the missionaries that we work with in every country, we've got people, missionaries that are there. We're expanding the laborers that are working alongside them by supporting a national who can live for $500 a month. And so we pool, we get 10 people, they can only give 50 a month. We get 10 people that start giving $50 a month. We could start a new pastor. And in the course of 5 years, you're going to have a self-sustaining church in a village in Myanmar.
Yeah, excellent. So if they want to give, let's say they want to give. Now, they can give on a monthly basis, so they can give a one-time gift.
There's no strings. No demands. We're not going to, you know.
That's why I like talking to you. It's like, look, do whatever the Lord leads you guys to do, do that.
The Lord provides. It's the Lord's budget, and they can give, and they don't have to feel obligated. And that's a part of where we take that responsibility on to say, how will the Lord provide? And we're the ones making the relationship with that pastor and his family. We're going to trust the Lord to provide. And that's why we pool all of our partners together. And that's what's exciting about everybody joining in.
Okay, let's do this. We're gonna take a break. Before we do, I want to make sure everybody has these point of contacts. Whitefields.org. Okay, Whitefields. That's plural. Fields. 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 Whitefields.org. That's the website. If you go to that website, you can see all these testimonies, all these different elements. And by the way, Steve's got a couple of videos up there. Fantastic. I just want to say.
Well, thank you.
Is that good?
I appreciate that.
Really good stuff. And then 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. That's the phone number. We're going to take a break, come back, talk a little bit more with our good friend, Steve Wheeler. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.